Our first show in April, and everything's the same. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Sasha.
Hello there, Sasha. How are you?
Well, this is the highlight of my day, seeing you on Skype, Paul.
Oh, that's so nice. I feel the same way, especially since with all this corona crap and the weather being nicer, you know, I'm now out on my walks with Peter, and we are now inundated with people who say hello to us and actually know our names. So they better come up with a cure pretty fucking fast, because I'm getting sick of people knowing who I am in this neighborhood. So,
that's interesting. So you, who claims to be more introverted by nature, is actually being forced to be an extrovert during quarantine, because when you leave your house, neighbors are so excited to see you.
Is that unbelievable how the tides have turned? Yes, it's true.
It really is.
I used to roam the streets by myself like a lone wolf, and now it's like a zoo with people looking at me and staring at me, and it's just very disconcerting at this point.
Because before, when you were walking, you were the leader of walking. You were a trendsetter, and now everyone's following your lead, so they're all out there.
Exactly. It's like in that scene in Forrest Gump, where he's running across the country, and then everybody starts following him, like he's a Pied Piper type thing.
Right, yes. That's what it sounds like.
Exactly what it is.
I hope when this is all over, they don't all keep deciding to walk outside, because it's going to kind of ruin your lone wolf walk.
I don't know. I'm going to have to move to a different neighborhood, I think, at this point. Or keep moving while this is going on, so that as people know who I am, I can just scurry out of there and go someplace else where I can be by myself.
That's true. That might have to happen. I am having very low motivation, Paul.
Yes. I couldn't tell from this conversation, but yes.
For a few days, I was up and going and doing things. Then taking walks.
Right.
Yeah, that's all there is to do, right?
Right.
And like walking around my place a little peppier. But the past couple days, I sort of took it easy on the weekend, and then took it easier than what easy is. We have three choices of things we can do.
Right.
I was doing only one of them, laying there watching TV. And I'm finding that then that puts me into more of a corona kind of semi-coma, not like a ventilator coma. I'm not joking about that, but like a, you know, semi-coma. I'm laying there watching TV, and now I'm just become so lazy, I can't even motivate myself to take the walks.
Well, you know what I think is a good motivation is reading again St. Christopher's Guru that we reviewed and spoke to the author last week. That's always a good motivation for people to get up and get moving and laughing. That's what
true,
I say.
That, true. That book, I should pull it back out because it's funny and it reminds me of all the different life that's out there in New York, in Vegas, in Amsterdam, and all over the world, that LA, that there's just lots of life to be lived, not just what's in my small house. But today, I barely left my bedroom.
Really?
Actually, the kids are homeschooling upstairs.
Uh-huh.
I have no energy and yet not sleeping.
Now, let's get back to homeschooling. What kind of, are you the principal? Are you the teacher? Are you like the gym teacher? Are you the cool librarian? Are you the school nurse? Are you the lunch marm? What position or what, where do you see yourself in that whole gambit of school people?
That's a good question. I hadn't thought of it like that. Well, now that you mention it, since I have two high schoolers, so they're completely on their own, their work, you know, has far surpassed my knowledge years ago.
Right.
I'm certainly not like homeschooling or doing the work with them. I'm not the principal. They just get their assignments from school. I guess in that scenario, I would maybe have to be the not so cool librarian. I would be the sort of like out of it librarian that's still doing Dewey Decimal and microfilm and microfiche.
Right.
And they're popping in going, hey, I need to figure out how to do this high tech, you know, thing with a Zoom and a this and a that. And I'm going, well, do you want to look in the card catalog? Maybe we'll find that in the card catalog.
So in that scenario, then, is your hair still done in like a 1970s bouffant? Or are you a today librarian? Or have you just totally stayed back with Dewey Decimal System in the 70s? Is that your whole life? I'm trying to get the whole picture of you right now.
Well, I've stopped doing my hair, so I just have my hair in a bun.
Right.
You know, and my geeky new reader's glasses. So I just look like the typical librarian look in like a before makeover in a 70s show, like when on the Brady Bunch when they brought the friend home and she it was Jan with the black curly wig.
Right.
On Gilligan's Island when Tina Louise was like ugly Ava. You know, it's always just a ponytail and glasses. I'm that person.
Okay.
Like that, if I take off the ponytail and glasses and suddenly put on makeup, I'd be like, la la la.
You'd be like Hot for Teacher then in the Van Halen video. Is that the transformation that would happen?
Exactly. Or I'd be Saturday Night Fever, Danny Zuko's dance partner.
Even better. Perfect.
Hair in the wind. Speaking of John Travolta, I haven't mentioned this to anybody on Facebook or on this show. But several weeks ago, right at the beginning of quarantining, I actually thought maybe it would make me feel better to rewatch The Boy in the Plastic Bubble, because that was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Right.
And I thought, rewatching John Travolta being stuck in a bubble his whole life would give me a sense of appreciation for the fact that what we're going through is supposed to be short-term, temporary. This too shall pass, as people say. Anyway, so I found it on YouTube. It's on there. It was so peculiar. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched the open, and it was like the baby in the weird, in the ICU, put in a plastic bubble. Very bad acting, very overdramatic. And then I did fast forward because it's on there as like the whole movie. I fast forwarded to a few parts where he got into his Vinnie Barbarino accent in the plastic bubble. And that made me laugh because I was like, no one else in his family has an Italian accent. So it's funny that the kid in the plastic bubble started speaking like Vinnie Barbarino, Danny Zuko-ish. But he's in a plastic bubble and he's only seeing his parents and the next door neighbor, girl next door. Anyway, so I watched a few minutes and I came to the conclusion that it was not making me feel better. It was actually making me feel worse.
Now, I forgot the movie. Did he actually have a bubble where he would walk around outside in a bubble, or he never left?
Yeah, he never left the house. They said plastic bubble, they meant because he was in like this glass cage at home.
Didn't Robbie Benson star in something where he was in a bubble where he could go outside? Or is that, I'm thinking of somebody, some other 70s
heartthrob. I don't remember, but it's funny. I thought maybe this will make me feel better and appreciate my life and realize I can at least move from room to room, but it did not. It actually made me feel sad, and it made me feel sad that a 70s child named Sasha actually loved this movie. It made me sad that this was what I loved as a child, and it's really such a pathetic, sad movie. And I can't believe I watched it over and over. Like, you know, I mean, it just made me sad that Sasha and you and our generation had so few choices of what to even watch growing up.
Was that a after school movie? I forgot, or no? It wasn't in the theaters, was it?
I don't think it was ever in the theaters.
I think it was an after school.
You think it was an after school special? I'm not sure of that, but it played a lot. I remember seeing it many times.
We could Google it, but instead, anyone who's listening out there, send us an email and let us know if it was after school and or theatrical release.
It was The Hot Boy in the Plastic Bubble, they should have called it. And then it was like interesting thinking, I'm sure he wasn't a Scientologist yet when he made that movie. And I was thinking of all the different John Travolta's that we've come to know, you know, since the plastic bubble and other.
Which incarnation of Travolta was your favorite?
Honestly, this is what was heartbreaking. I think I thought The Boy in the Plastic Bubble was my favorite because I used to feel sorry for him.
Right.
And I had all this like child empathy for him and child sympathy. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, this is really badly done. Like, so then it made me realize, I guess my favorite John Travolta was the Welcome Back, Kotter John Travolta.
Apps, 100%. No doubt.
I want to say the Grease John Travolta because he was super hot in it, but he was a dick in that.
Right.
You know, like he was a dick to the girl, but he was super cute in the leather jacket.
Barbarino. He's in a leather jacket as Vinnie Barbarino also.
But he was a little extra dumb as Vinnie Barbarino, which, you know, like sometimes that got old. But Grease, he was hot when he was nice to her. I liked that Danny Zuko. And then I want to say Saturday Night Fever, but it's like, did I like him in Saturday Night Fever? I liked him in the last 5 minutes when he pathetically took the train to Brooklyn to grovel to his dance partner. Do you remember that part?
I never saw Saturday Night Fever.
You didn't?
No, can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
No. I love the Bee Gees, but I never saw the movie.
Wow, you have to watch it now. You're quarantined. Watch it with your daughter who's home quarantined with you. She'll find it so funny.
Right. I have to ask you one last quarantine question, though.
Oh, God, I have so many more to ask you. What?
One last one. Which character on Welcome Back, Kotter, were you, since we were just talking about it? Were you Ronald Horshack, Boom Boom Washington? Were you Epstein? Or were you Vinnie Barbarino or Mr. Kotter himself?
There were really no girls. I'll have to say I was Julie, Mr. Kotter's wife. I was just in the background, like, supporting the guys.
I felt I was a Horshack. I was always a Horshack type.
Ooh, 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 Mr. Kotter?
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't picture you being like that.
No, or Epstein, since he was the Jewish one, but I wasn't cool enough to be Epstein. So
you wrote letters from Epstein's mother?
Right.
You know what? I met all of them on a Welcome Back, Kotter cruise where they were signing things and stuff. And for some show I was producing, I was there. But I didn't make a top 10 famous people list, but I would have to added them all to that list. Those lists are making me nuts. Like, I know everyone's bored, but between the top 10, that list, and then the list of unpopular things that you like or other people like but you don't, and then the 10 job lists, I can't even scroll Facebook with these lists. How about you?
I have not partaken in one, although I did see one funny one. Somebody posted out there 10 people who they had sex with, one of them was false. That was the funniest one I saw. A very, very gifted comedian put that out there. But other than that, I've seen none that make me laugh. And like I said, I'm just miserable now trying to avoid everyone in the neighborhood. It used to only be at the supermarket. Now it's actually on the street that I have to avoid people.
That's so crazy. I feel like I'm having to avoid people that are annoying me online, reading their things online, you know?
Right. Perfect. What a way to end. Stay healthy out there in community. All the walking trails in town have been closed. Walk to your street. Stay inside. Stay safe. We'll get through this. And that about wraps it up.
Don't go to coronavirus parties because now they're saying they're going to start to write citations.
Right. Don't be an idiot.
Don't hover in groups.
And if you are an idiot, we don't want you listening, okay? I alienated another group. And that about wraps it up.
Idiot, we don't need you to listen, but feel free to go and rate and review us once on iTunes before you stop listening. Ask your kid, how do I go put an iTunes rating and review on?
Exact. Perfect. As always, my name is Paul.
And as always, my name is Apocalyptic Sasha.
Apocalyptic Sasha, a pleasure seeing you through Skype. I will talk to you again next week.
Yes, absolutely. See you next Tuesday, Paul.
Wonderful. Take care, community.
We love you, community.
Bye.
Bye.